Hi, everyone. This call is packed out. I could hardly get on. This is Pam Souter, Director of Marketing with Networks Global. Welcome, everyone, tonight. We have four amazing women on with us tonight. We have our newest Ambassador Diamond, Rhonda Hartman. We also have our newest three Presidential Diamonds. We have Crystal Pearl. We have Lori Conway. We have Amber Church, and I can't wait to interview each of these ladies. I am Pam Souter, proud to be here, glad to be a part of this call, and I'd love to first of all introduce Rhonda Hartman. Rhonda, how are you?
I am doing great, Pam. Thank you.
Wow. All right. We got a big story here. Rhonda, where are you from?
Well, I presently live in Atlanta, Georgia, but originally from Seattle, Washington.
Okay, how long have you been on board?
I have been on board since late September, so my first month is October, about 9 months.
Wow, okay. Inquiring minds want to know, how'd you do it? How'd you do this so fast? So let's first talk about background a little bit. Let's talk about your family. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, I have three incredible daughters, two of which are grown and mamas themselves. I'm a proud grandma of four grandbabies and a fifth on the way. I also have a 16-and-a-half-year-old daughter who lives at home with us, and my two older girls are still in the Seattle area, which is where I'm visiting right now. I have a great husband, Ray, who is an amazing supporter in my business. I'm truly blessed to have him in my life.
Okay, and all right, so background on business. Have you networked before?
I have. I have, Pam. In fact, I had a direct sales business for nearly 10 years. And what had happened in the process was after moving from Seattle down to Atlanta, that was right when the economy shifted in 2007. So it took a really strong toll on my business and on my income and honestly on my self-esteem. I was really bored. I felt empty and felt like a big loser. That's the truth.
Well, you know, knowing you today, I find that so hard to believe. All right, so we're in network marketing. We're in the same industry. Why is this company different than perhaps the one that you were with before? Why the growth in this and perhaps not the other?
Well, because we have something that nobody else has. We have an amazing product that people can relate to, and I think that's where most of us who come into this industry and into It Works Global, we do so because of our key products. It's life-changing stuff, and, you know, this is really a business that's built on hope, and whether it's someone who just simply wants to become healthier and change the shape of their body, or if they want to make millions of dollars and fulfill their lifetime of dreams, we offer that. There's no other company out there that has what we have to offer.
Well, when you think, first heard about the wrap and you think about the wrap and the 45-minute time frame that it takes us to get have an experience with it, did it blow you away in the beginning? Did you believe it?
Oh, my gosh. I love to share this because, honestly, I was looking to spend this money on that other business. I was looking to place a Google pay-per-click ad. So I had no intentions of looking for anything else. I got online, I created my advertisement, and yes, I was willing to spend money to see if I could drive potential customers to that website. And in the process, I second-guessed my marketing skills because I'm not real great in that regard. And I thought, well, I'm going to take a look at Facebook. And those words that you just said was the first advertisement that I saw on Facebook. And it said, see results as little as 45 minutes. Powerful? Oh, my gosh. Changed my life. I thought, if that works, everyone that I know that I'll come in contact with is going to want to try this product. So I clicked on that little advertisement, and that is where the story began. I mean, my sponsor, I live in Atlanta, and she lives in Missouri. So, yeah, absolutely. It changed everything. She coached me over the telephone. That's how I was able to coach and support the team that was joining me on this journey, was simply over the phone, because it works. I signed up before I even tried the wrap. I just saw the possibility, and I said, I've got to do this. And frankly, because my income had gone down to such a miserable contribution to our household, we really didn't have the $99. to try this, that I played queen in my house and I made an executive decision that I'm just going to try it. So I signed up before I even tried that rap, and hallelujah, it worked.
Well, I've gotten to know you over the last couple months, and your eyes just sparkle, and your husband's as well. And how's he fitting in all this? Because he seems like he's just so active in this with you. And was he active with you in your prior business?
Well, you know, it's really a different scenario than it used to be. I mean, my other business is a lot different. You know, we have so many wonderful people that come into our lives through It Works, men and women alike, all different ages. All different shapes and sizes and backgrounds, and Ray is wonderful. He's so receptive to meeting all of these people because he knows we're just people like every other person out there. You know, and I remember listening to my first corporate call, and I thought, you know, I listened to the stories and I was so moved, and I thought, oh my gosh, if this can work for these everyday people, maybe it can really work for us. And honestly, it's truly humbling. And yes, Ray is a huge partner in this. My goal is to retire him from his job by the end of the year, so that we can partner in this business and continue to, you know, create the life that we've literally only dreamed of. It's incredible.
Well, I know the income is just amazing for you. And when you look at not even a year into this, what does that feel like, and how has that changed your family?
Well, how does it feel? It's really overwhelming because we still live just like we did when we didn't have the $99 to pitch into this business and give it a try. So it's amazing in that this is truly our reality. We're living this dream right now, but we're not living it alone. We're living it with so many on our team and so many other families with It Works that are experiencing the exact same thing that we are. You know, how has it changed us? Well, the truth is that, you know, we go to the grocery store and we throw whatever we want in the grocery cart. We don't have to worry about it. I can fill my tank without thinking maybe I should just fill it halfway today. You know, those kinds of everyday things are really how it's impacted our lives. But, you know, what we've been able to do for our community, making contributions that we never could have dreamed of doing in the past, we had the desire to do it, but we just didn't have the resources. You know, my mom is a wonderful lady. She's almost 74 years old, and, you know, life happens to families, and she's raising our 16-year-old niece, her granddaughter, at this stage of her life. And, you know, she said to me, Rhonda, your income is what I earn in 2 years on my Social Security and my retirement. And that's where the true joy in this business comes in, is because I get to help take care of my family. And that moves me to tears just even talking about it. I don't want to break down on this call, but, you know, that's the real deal. It's not about you. This business isn't about me, but it's what we can do with the income that we earn.
And, you know, that's why you are where you are. And it is very humbling. And our motto has always been to help everyone achieve freedom. And that's by becoming debt free. And not spending everything that you earn, but using it wisely. And but also, I saw the new car, and we are able to go out and have some toys. And what was that like, getting that brand new car? Because it's absolutely beautiful.
Oh my gosh, it was the most exciting day of my life. And you know, don't tell Ray that, because of course the day I met him was the most exciting. But you know, I mean, we're an average American family, and we raised our children, and in the process you make a lot of sacrifices. So honestly, to be able to go out and not buy the car that was practical or the car that I could afford or the car that was reasonable, I could literally go out and for the first time in my life take out a vehicle because I loved it. That's freedom.
That is freedom. And you know, a lot of people are listening to this tonight, and they'll be very moved by that. And, you know, Rhonda, you've had experience in this, and with that experience that you learned over those years, and we've all got experience. You know, raising children gives us a lot of experience. And I like to relate building this business to raising children, because that was my biggest passion in life, was my two children, Adam and Kay. And when I look at this business, I really see that we've got to grow up we grow up in this business, and we start to realize that, you know, this is something we can do on our own. We can achieve our dreams with this by helping enough other people achieve theirs. And when you look at it that way, it just makes sense. But we're not all at that point. What could you say to some that are just fearful? You know, they're just, gosh, do I start? And if I start, can I do it? And can they do it? Can they make it work happen for them like it's happened for you?
Absolutely. And you know, that it's so valid because every single person, I believe, that starts this business comes in with those same reservations. Can this really work for me? Can this really be something that can change my life? And it all starts with believing in yourself and trusting yourself. We have simple steps in this business. We call them the steps to success. And I do nothing different today than I did the day I started. And that was to share the products that we have. We sign loyal customers. We sign distributors. And when you feel passion in your business, I think it comes from becoming a product of your product. So if you're in that place right now where you're just not quite sure if this is going to be real, start getting yourself on a regimen of some of our amazing products. Once you begin to see and feel the changes for yourself, that passion radiates and you just share it. That's all we do. We don't sell in this company. We share experiences. And that's a beautiful thing because every single person out there who's willing to receive what we have to share has the ability to do what I've been so blessed to be able to experience with my team.
So how have been some of the ways that you've sponsored people into your business? Have you used Facebook? We have our coupon, which we call Blitzing. What are some of the ways that you've reached out and brought the people in on your team?
Well, I'll tell you, Facebook is a miraculous tool. And if you folks that are listening on the call tonight, if you're a little afraid of Facebook and you haven't set up an account yet, you know, part of growth is facing your fears. So set up a Facebook account. And for those that are users, what I did is I just started, I don't have a marketing background. But what I did is I got on Facebook and I figured if I put something up there in the morning and something in the evening, just twice a day, not too much, put something out there so that I might be able to capture people as they get on, because not everybody's on Facebook 24/7. We don't have time for that. But if somebody gets on in the evening, maybe they'll see your post. So getting the word out, Facebook allows us to do that in a way that, you know, picking up the telephone and calling people wouldn't allow. So Facebook was huge in building my business. And frankly, I want everybody also to understand that, you know, I mean, I live in Atlanta. Now, the people that knew and trusted me most in my life live in Seattle. So you don't have to be present in the same location with the folks that you're sponsoring. If you get this out there and share with everyone, it takes time sometimes for people to recognize what you're doing and create a curiosity about it. But be patient, never give up, and continue to do that, working your Facebook account. You can reach out through private messages. That was where it all started. And then, of course, once I had the opportunity to meet you, Pam, in October of last year in Atlanta, that changed my game when it came to Blitzing. Who needs a business card when you have a Blitz card? I mean, there's just, it's so powerful, that coupon, and having the ability to literally pop them in your jeans pocket, wherever you go, they fit. So just take them with. And again, we're not selling anything. We're offering to gift someone a coupon, something of value. I think that's very important to understand. So Facebook, Blitzing, just sharing, you know, as far as building a team as you begin to sponsor, because so many of the folks that I knew were long distance, we just started doing weekly conference calls. We didn't necessarily always have something different to say, but we learn as we grow in this business. So every time you can learn something new, you can pass it on to the folks on your team by sharing through a conference call.
Wow, great tips. Great tips. And I know also it's important, and this is what you left that first meeting with in October, was getting plugged in, and you've been down to Bradenton, Florida, to the home office. You're also working with your team up in Seattle. How many do you have coming this weekend to the boot camp?
Oh, my goodness, this is going to be amazing. I believe that we are up to about 650 people that we're expecting to fill that room. Is that not amazing?
That's the largest one, and this is the newest team. That's rock star. I can't wait.
Wow.
Mike and I are thrilled to come out, and we just so appreciate everything that you've done, Rhonda. A great story. when I first met you, just something special. And you've done remarkably well in this in a year. And we so look forward to the next 10, 15, 20 years with you. And just thank you so much for being on tonight and sharing your amazing story.
Oh, thank you, Pam, and thank you so much for this opportunity. Truly life-changing.
You're welcome. All right, everyone. Thank you, Rhonda. Let's take it out to Amber Church. Amber, how are you?
I am great, Pam. How are you?
I am fantastic. So, Amber, tell everybody, where are you from?
I am from Dallas, Texas.
Woo, Dallas. And I've had the opportunity to meet you as well. Rock
yes.
star. And, all right, so tell us a little bit about your family.
Actually, I come from a very good at work stock. My older sister, Ashley Sinclair, is an Ambassador Diamond. My mom, Julie Wood, is a diamond. My brothers are both diamonds. All of our cousins are diamonds and up and going crazy. So we've got a good Gerdner, Church, Wood, whole Sinclair, whole situation happening with at works right now.
Big family. I remember meeting your mom for the first time, and I don't think she even had a customer when I met her. She was a little bit afraid to do this. Now she's a diamond. I love it.
Oh, no. She's gone crazy. That's amazing.
Well, Amber, you're very young and getting started in this. So how did you get started?
My sister actually started selling the wraps, and she was like, oh, my gosh, this stuff is amazing. You have to try it. And I was like, yeah. And you know, we'll see. So I went and visited her, and she put the wrap on me, and I lost 3 inches the first night, and I was like, sign me up, I'm buying this stuff. And I had no desire to sell it. I'm not a salesperson necessarily. You know, I've been a nanny for 5 years before I started with It Works, and so not a business person. It wasn't for me, but I was like, I'm just going to use this stuff. So I posted, you know, like Rhonda said, I used Facebook. I just posted something on my Facebook saying, oh, my gosh, you guys are not going to believe this. My sister just wrapped me, and I lost 3 inches. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to die, or something like that. And I had probably 15 people message me, private message me, writing on my Facebook, and my sister was like, I am not coming to Dallas to wrap all your friends. She was like, you need to sell this stuff. And so I signed up in October, and it's been quite a whirlwind. Well, I signed up at the end of September and got my kit at the beginning of October, so it's been a whirlwind situation.
Well, Presidential Diamond, awesome, awesome feat. And so tell us, Facebook, obviously, getting out there with wrap parties. Are you going in and wrapping people at their homes? How are you getting the product on people?
I'm wrapping people everywhere. I started doing any vendor fair, any kind of show, trade show, bridal expos. I did anything where they would take my application and let me pay money for a booth. My mom at the corporate headquarters for American Airlines, every, you know, couple of weeks they let people come in and set up a booth in their cafeteria. And I was like, I'm there. I will be wherever somebody would let me in to put this wrap on people. So parties, I mean, just anywhere. When I go to the doctor's office, everything for me is a platform for selling the wrap. So I pretty much don't miss an opportunity for it.
So when you walk in a doctor's office, are you just handing out Blitz cards to everybody there, everyone that works there, the people in the waiting room? What do you do in a doctor's office?
I am not a shy person, but I am a little bit more hesitant whenever I blitz, and I need to get better about that. But one of the things that I do is I work it into conversations because, like I said, I'm not shy. I will talk to anyone. And so what I do is strike up conversations with people, and then I naturally take it to the wraps every time. So when I go in for a checkup and the nurse asks me, oh, my gosh, you're looking great. You've lost some weight. And I say, oh, my goodness, you need to try these wraps. And, you know, turn it into an opportunity to, you know, host a wrap party right there and have my doctor asking questions about it and leaving Blitz cards with her. So I just like to strike up conversations and let it happen organically. And it seems more often than not when people start talking, I mean, health, wellness, beauty, money, those are the things that people talk about on a regular basis to people that they've just met. So it really is not a difficult situation to try to find those opportunities to work it into everyday conversations, even with complete strangers.
Well, let me ask you this. On building your team, you know, when you look at We've got the charts. We can show you how to get to diamond and, well, each of the positions. Is that what you're doing with your team? Are you getting, if somebody brand new signed up with you today, what would you do with that person?
Well, I think what I am doing today with new people versus what I was doing when I first signed up are two very different things. Now that I'm understanding generationals, now that I'm understanding the money better, now that I'm understanding what placement and growing too quickly can do, I'm definitely being more careful than I have been in the past. And so today, what I do with people is steps to success over and over and over again, and I keep posting it on my team's Facebook page. If you've done the steps to success, congratulations, start over and do them again, and do them again, and do them again, and do them again. And that, to me, that is the most important thing. You don't need to have, you know, everyone needs to have those big goals, but I feel like that can be empowering to some and really overwhelming to others. And so for those who look at a diamond chart or a presidential diamond chart and think, I could never get there, they need to follow the steps to success over and over and over again. And guess what? You don't have to get yourself to diamond in 3 months. How about we make sure that you sign up 3 distributors this month and make sure that you sign up 4 loyal customers. And next month, you're going to do the same thing again and again and again. And to me, that is more fair to my team than what I feel like I was doing by trying to grow so quickly at the beginning.
Well, did you feel like, because you've had great growth and you've got a strong team and your numbers are strong, your income is strong, do you just feel like you might have been pushing yourself too hard, your team too hard? Do you find that this is the way that everyone can build?
Absolutely. I think that there is absolutely a way to do it quickly if you've got a the reason why I am solid at presidential is not because I went out and placed people in boxes. It's because I have a team that will not quit. I have a team that is building so strong and so wide and deep that I'm able to be where I am today, but not everybody has that opportunity. And if that's not what you have, then you need to work the set success over and over and over again. So, yeah, absolutely. I think it's something that's duplicatable, that everybody can do it. It's not a matter of everybody feeling like they have to get there immediately. And this was also the longest that I took between promotions. I did, you know, Ruby and then Emerald and then Diamond and then Double. And, you know, I hit a lot of my landmarks really quickly, and month after month I was promoting, and this was the longest I went between a promotion because I sat back and went, I'm going to let my team catch up with me. I'm going to let them start, instead of feeling the pressure that they're not doing enough, let them really get a feel for what they're doing, and let's do this together instead of me feeling like I'm trying to pull them along when really, if I will let my team catch up with me a little bit, we can instead push one another together. So I just feel like, as far as a leadership style, that it's a lot more encouraging to my team to hear that aspect than it is to feel like every month everybody needs to be promoting me, and it's just not the reality all the time.
It's not, and then those that don't feel like doing enough and may drop out because of the pressure. And
exactly.
We all come into this with different skill sets, different networks to build on, and we just need to honor that difference
mm-hmm.
to each one of us, and that's why it's such a great opportunity. Well, Amber, right now it's huge time for you. Presidential Diamond, in a very short period of time, fast-growing team. Where do you see yourself in the next year, 2-5 years from now?
Oh, my goodness, Pam, I can't even imagine because I hired an assistant finally, and I'm getting some help because I'm not the most organized. Like I told you, I'm not a businesswoman, so I'm having some help getting myself organized and trying to get everything in its place and take care of my team. And when we were going through some of my older It Works stuff, I found my goals from when I was just a little baby distributor, and my goal was to be diamond by my birthday in April, and I was triple diamond by my birthday in April. And so when I talk about sitting down and laying out my goals have gone from title goals to money goals. And now it's a very, I think I can hit this landmark and then this landmark, and that's where I would like to go. So, Ambassador, I am certain because my team is so strong and they are working so hard that I know I'll hit Ambassador, but when it happens does not matter to me one bit. I want to make sure that I am, that my team is making the most money and that I am making the most money. And for me, within the next 2 to 5 years out to making a lot of money. So that's my goal.
Just like at the end of 2 years, what would you like to see yourself financially per month?
Ooh,
I know you probably got it out there.
I have, and you know what? There's this part of me that doesn't want to say it for fear of not hitting it. But guess what? I am gonna have a little confidence, and I'm gonna say I would like to be at least at $150,000 a month in the next 2 years, and that's a big goal. That's scary. So if I don't do it, nobody heard me. But if I do, then we can all celebrate, and I'll buy everybody something.
That's what we'll do. We'll write it down. We'll all celebrate. We'll fly out and hang out with you.
Yes.
Or you can fly us in. We'll hang out together.
Yeah, I'll fly
How about
you
that?
In. I love it.
Amber, great. You got a great spirit. Thank you so much for being on with me tonight.
You.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
you. To that church family, the Sinclair family, the entire, and great for all everyone on your family being on board. That's awesome to have everyone engaged in this. So appreciate you being on with me tonight.
Thank you, Pam.
Okay, let's take it out to Crystal Pearl. Crystal, how are you?
I'm good, Pam. How are you?
I am fantastic. So, Crystal, where are you from?
I'm from the Twin Cities, Minnesota.
Love it. We're going to be out there in no time.
I know. I'm so excited.
How long have you been on board?
I've been on board just under 2 years. It'll be 2 years the end of August, so...
I love that. All right, Presidential Diamond, how's it feel?
It feels awesome. I told you, I'm pinching myself. It's just crazy. I love it.
Well, tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, I'm a mom. I have two little girls. They're twins. They're 2.5 years old, and a husband of 5 years. I married my high school sweetheart. So I'm a hairstylist. I'm still in the salon a couple days a week, and besides that, I'm just at home and working my business and raising my girls. So,
wow. Okay, busy mom. You started this right when they were about what, 6 months old?
Yeah, they were about 6 months when I started. Yep.
So, did someone come in your salon? How'd you find out about us?
I did. My upline, actually, Lori Humble. She came in and. She was a new client of mine, and she sat down in my chair, and we were just, you know, it comes up in conversation, what do you do for a living? And she told me that she had this body wrap business, and we started talking about it, and she handed me a Blitz card, and it was really appealing to me because my twins were, you know, just 6 months old, and I'm a little thing. I'm only 5 feet tall, and so when I was pregnant, I was just humongous, so my stomach definitely needed help after I had the girls, and so I really didn't believe that the wrap would work. I'm the kind of person, I've tried everything out there, but my first thought was, gosh, for $25, if it does work, you know, why wouldn't I try it and at least just see? And so Lori came out to my house and she wrapped me, and that was just it. I think I lost like 4 inches on my first applicator, and I noticed my skin on my stomach starting to tighten up, and I just instantly knew that it would be a really awesome add-on service in my salon, and didn't have a whole lot of intentions on doing the business part of it, just only because network marketing was so foreign to me. I didn't see the big picture yet, but I just knew that it would be a really easy 5-minute add-on service in the salon that all my clients would love, and I guess the rest is history.
How did you finally see the big picture?
You know, I think my first wrap party, my launch party, I had probably 5 or 6 people there, and when we were all done, I had 2 of the girls that were there come up to me, and they just said, oh my gosh, this is so awesome, can I do this too? And it was so easy, it was just crazy to me. And so I think once that team started building and I kind of started going more on the training side of it, I really got the passion for helping others succeed. And then, you know, on my first paycheck, I remember it was, gosh, I think it was like $200 for the month. And I was so, so excited about that. I was like, I'm going to go buy some clothes. My husband can't say anything about it. This is going to be awesome. And then the next month it doubled, and the next month it doubled. And I, you know, once I started seeing that money come in, I really saw the big picture, and it went from there, so.
Well, if you brought somebody brand new in today, what would you do with them? How'd you get them started?
You know, first thing is just like everybody else is saying, we go over the steps to success first and foremost. And then we have them do their launch party within the first week, week and a half, and start getting them, getting wraps on people, plugging them into our conference calls and different things like that. We have team meetings monthly, getting them plugged into those. And then just teaching them, you know, like we said before, just teaching them the steps to success over and over again, and then teaching them to teach their people to do the same exact thing.
And, you know, there is no magic to this, is there, other than the wrap. I mean, the wrap is as close to magic as it gets, but it's just getting it on people, letting them have an experience. Some even sign up and don't stay, right? You've had that happen.
Absolutely. And I've even had people that have signed up and they don't do anything with the business until a year later, and then they just get going with it like crazy. So I think it's always a timing thing for people. And so, you know, those people that sign on and then don't do a whole heck of a lot, you just have to put your energy into other people. And when they're ready to get going with you, when it's the right time for them, then that's when you really, you try to get them to explode, and you kind of go from there.
Well, you're still, have your hair practice a couple mm-hmm. days a week. And is that to build your client base?
You know, the reason that I'm still in the salon, to be honest, is because I love it. And that's something, we were doing a training last summer, and Shaylisa Corey was there, and they asked everybody who wanted this to be their full-time gig with It Works. And I kind of raised my hand, but I was kind of hesitant, and they were like, why are you hesitant about it? And that's what I said. I love what I do, but it comes down to passion. I love doing hair. I love making people feel beautiful, and this just ties in perfectly with it. So I think, you know, as long as I have a passion for hair, I'll still do it just because I love it. But what I love about this business is that I don't have to do a hair anymore if I don't want to. If I ever, you know, that one day that I just, that passion isn't there anymore, or I just, you know, I'm tired of doing it, you know, I don't have to do it by any means. So it's just, that's a great thing all on its own.
Yeah, that's what I love. It's freedom. You can choose, and being able to do that and not having to be there because you have to be there means you probably are really enjoying it and even doing better at it. And, you know, that's what It Works can offer people. So let me ask you this. Where do you see yourself in a couple years from now, you and your family?
I don't even know. It's just crazy. Hopefully, you know, traveling a little bit. I just, you know, I have that dream of just being able to have the freedom, you know, if we want to put our girls in private school, or, you know, if we want to take them to Disney World or whatever they want to do. I just really am excited about the freedom that we're going to have down the road. And, I mean, what I want to do at this point is just help my team to succeed and just be there to help them experience what we've experienced. And I just think it's so great. Before I started It Works, when I was pregnant, my husband and I, we were in kind of a hard situation. He was laid off from his job, and since I was pregnant with twins, I got put on bed rest. So we were both living on unemployment, his unemployment, because I was independent. And so what I always tell my team is what's so great about this is that now I know I never have to worry about that again, because one of the hardest things in that situation was that it was my first pregnancy. And I enjoyed it, but I had that worry in the back of my mind the entire time. And what I love about this business is now I know if something were to happen to my husband's job or, you know, whatever, if I was pregnant again and got put on bed rest, we're never going to have to worry about anything like that. We're going to be able to just enjoy life situations. And I think that's just so valuable. I really love that.
Nothing like peace of mind, is there?
Absolutely.
Well, Crystal, wow, thank you so much. I can't wait to come out and see you in 2 weeks. Well, it's a little over.
Well, I'll be at Green Carpet in 2 days.
We'll
see you right before that.
Yay! All right, we're going to pin you. I love it.
I can't wait.
All right, thank you for sharing your story tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Let's take it out to Lori Conway. Lori, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you, Pam?
I'm doing fantastic. All right, Lori, tell everybody, where are you from?
From Liberty, Missouri. It's right outside of Kansas City.
I love it. All right. How long have you been on board?
I've been on board since July, so last year. So just a year.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Presidential Diamond, are you pinching yourself?
I'm very much pinching myself. Absolutely. I actually promoted to Presidential Diamond on my year anniversary. So that was pretty exciting.
That is exciting. So how did you do it? You know, a year. How did you do it?
You know, I've worked hard, I will tell you that. But the hard, you know, the work is not hard. The business can actually work itself if you just do it properly. I always say work harder, or work smarter, not harder. And, you know, like all the gals that you've been interviewing tonight, it's the steps to success over and over again. I got into the business just wanting to make a couple extra $100 a month. Just first me some mad money. I'm a mom of four, ages 2 to 7. There's not a whole lot that I do for myself, so if I could have some extra money just to get my nails done, then, you know, that I didn't have to answer for, then I was excited about that. So for me, you know, I just kind of got into it with thinking that, you know, a couple extra $100 would be great. And then here I am a year later, making thousands of dollars a month. So, that was certainly not on my dream board to begin with, but, I've had to kind of redream as I went.
And we do. We coined that word redream. We have to redream all the time, and I love it. All right. So we tap that dream board.
We start again.
And, you know, once your mind expands, it cannot go back. And I've always said that. Once you expand, it cannot go back. And you just keep expanding that. And you're doing that through that income coming in, through that growth. And have you had experience in network marketing before?
No, I have not. Like I said, I'm a mom of four, so I've stayed home with my kids ever since my first was born. And right after my son was born, about 3 months after he was born, I decided to start my own business out of my home. And I designed handbags and a seamstress, so I made custom designed handbags. And so for 8 years I had done that, and or just right at 8 years. And so I've kind of learned the ropes of just kind of getting myself out there and getting people to know about the product that I had to offer at that point in time. As far as network marketing, never have I done anything like we've been doing here with Networks.
So if you're starting someone new, and you talked about steps to success, are you just, you know, this is, I think, the hardest thing for people to understand. Not everybody that you sponsor in actually does this. And some stay, some don't. But it's the few that do. And you get them started, and they start having some success. And I truly believe it's in the simplicity of the steps to success. Would you acknowledge that?
Absolutely. I think if you have a new person come onto your team and you throw a diamond sheet at them, it's going to overwhelm them. And I will tell you, Pam, if my sponsor, Liz Thomas, did that to me as I signed on, I would have been like, I don't know 24 people. There's no way. But she made it really simple for me. And so this is all you need to do. This one sheet is step success. Keep your autoship on. Find 4 loyal customers in 30 days. And if you're serious about making money, do it in 10. And then share your business with 3 people. And as I did that and wrapped people, that just came naturally. It just became so easy. But just to simplify the business, they don't have to know everything. And I kind of tell my team, sometimes ignorance is bliss. You know, as I started kind of growing in the company, I started knowing a little bit more about the products and how, or I thought I know how they work. And so I try to explain a little bit too much. And that just ends up kind of shooting you in the foot. when you tell people how simple it is, it grows the very easiest that way. When you're out there just sharing the product and letting the product speak for itself.
I tell everyone, learn it all, but don't talk about it. You know, if you want to learn it all, that's great. Learn it all, but keep it to yourself. Let them learn as they go about the business. The main thing
Absolutely.
Is the steps to success. And so if when you look at your business today, you know, earning what you're earning, could you even have fathomed that in the beginning?
No, not even. In fact, you know, I'll just tell a kind of a fun little story. Back in September, you had interviewed Maedra on her on a conference call for her team, and I was on that call. I had just signed on in July, mind you, and so I hadn't quite hit diamond yet, but I was on my way, and I saw the vision there. And you had interviewed Maedra back in September, and I thought, as you were interviewing her, you know, I just thought she walked on water. She did everything right, and I didn't know how she did it. But I was doing the same thing that they had taught us to do, and I figured, well, I'm going to make some money with this business. I don't know how much, but I've exceeded my first dream, so I've redreamed, and now, you know, my dream at that point in September was 4,000. And you were interviewing her on that call, and you asked Madra, I mean, I can tell you where I was sitting, Sam, in my house. That was, is that pinnacle of a point for me.
Oh, yeah.
You asked Madra how much she was making on her check, and she announced $25,000 back in September. And it just literally sent chills through my spine. You know, my whole body was chilled. I got off the phone, looked at my husband. I said, you know, this is what I heard on the call. She's making this money. I don't think I'll ever make that money, but I guarantee you, honey, that we're going to be making a couple thousand, you know, every month. I know I can get to that 4,000 and never have to go back to a job when my kids are all in school, when I want to be, you know, spending more time with my family. I won't have to be tied down to a 9-to-5 job. And so never did I dream, Pam, that I would be making $25,000 plus a month back in September when I was pulling in just a couple thousand. But my dreams got bigger as my checks got bigger. I continued to keep it simple. I kept my business simple. And I worked those steps of success every month over and over. I don't care that, you know, I had already gotten my 4 loyals. I was getting 4 more loyals that next month. And I was getting 3 more new distributors that next month and teaching them to do the very same thing. And I just made it very duplicatable and simplified. And as I listened to that call, I knew that's what she had done. And I thought, if I can continue to keep doing that, then I'll continue to keep, you know, my checks continue to keep growing. And right now, sitting here, you know, in July, a year out from when I signed, you know, as a presidential, the income's, you know, $16,000 every month. That's amazing. That's phenomenal. But I will tell you, those averages are so low, so low. And it's pretty phenomenal. To say that, you know, I was in shock thinking $25,000. My husband looked at me and said, that's not real, Lori. That's not real. You know that's not real, right? I'm like, I feel it. I know it's real. I know these people. I know these are hardworking people just like me, and I feel it. I'm plugged in enough to know I feel that, that's in my heart, that is real. But I couldn't envision what that would look like every month. And when that started happening to us, oh, gosh, it was just it's just amazing, Pam. I can't even put it into words. It's amazing. It's life-changing. And I know the term life-changing, I mean, everybody's been saying this on that call, on this call, it's been life-changing. You can't grasp how life-changing it is until you are there. It's so real. It's so unreal, it's real. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
You know, I tell everyone that, you know, if I'm sitting there just talking to them, that this is the way life should be. You know,
absolutely.
Why do we think that this isn't the way life should be? Life should be this way. You should be able to get up when you want to get up, create the job that you want to create, go to work the days that you want to go to work. Be, when you need to be home with your children, you can be home with your children. That's the way life should be. That's the way how this country was founded. It was
absolutely
not found by corporations. It was found by the individual. And what we're offering you is that individualism within at work. So we are very, very thankful that you brought all of that into this, teaching your team completely right, the way that they should build. You'll have that strength in numbers. You'll also have that strength in your check. And, you know, I am sure that you can now foresee the future 2 years out,
yes,
5 years out. And,
you know,
and,
it's crazy, though. I will say, you know,
yeah,
when you say 2 to 5 years, I have no idea. Because really, a year later, I just thought it, you know, my husband looked at me that night when I came home with Saran Wrap on my belly saying, we have 4 kids, Lori. Do you realize that? You realize how busy you are and you're trying to add something else into your life? And, you know, he's right. I didn't have the time, but I made the time because I knew – I didn't see that quite of a big picture at that point in time, you know, and just joining. But as I started to do it and realized how easy it was and saw the money coming in, it became, you know, $200 for us was life-changing every month, you know. And if I just kept pouring into the same thing that I was doing and pouring in my team and helping them pour into their teams, it just, it's a domino effect. It's a domino effect. So, you know, 2 to 5 years out, I have no idea, Sam. No idea. No idea. I didn't know a year ago that I'd be standing here right now, a year from today, telling you that my checks are amazing.
I love it. And just what could you say to someone that's maybe been in? We talked about the new person not getting started, but somebody that's listening tonight that's been on board for over a year or 2 years, and they haven't gotten up and gone out there. Something's holding them back. What could you say to them?
You know, I think you don't have to grow fast to do well. You know, everybody has their own goal. For me, I needed to hit the ground running and make money quick to prove to my husband that this was something that I was serious about, you know. But people, you know, some of us are full-time workers, full-time moms. We all have individual stories and situations, and everybody has different goals. You know, I would say that the person that has been in for a while that hasn't done a whole lot with their business is just kind of check themselves on why they started to do this business in the first place. You know, and, you know, I can go back to my personal experience. Why I decided to do this in the first place is just to make a couple extra $100 a month, you know, and stop comparing yourself to other people, because when you compare yourself to other people, it brings you down. And so you compare yourself to yourself and yourself only. So if your goal was only a couple $100 a month and you're achieving that, you're doing phenomenal. You're doing awesome. You're doing what you want to do. And when you're ready to step up and do more, you know, then I would encourage them to go back to their sponsor or their diamond leader and say, hey, you know, I would like to make that extra step. How do I go about doing that? I think just, you know, like you said it before, the more people you wrap, you know, the one that wraps the most wins. The more people you wrap, it's just a law of numbers, you know. You get the wrap on enough people, you're going to get excitement and you're going to get customers, whether you've tried it, you know, whether you try to get them or not.
You don't even have to be good at that.
No, you don't.
Because
you don't.
The product will do it. The product will do it.
Absolutely.
If anyone can understand that, just get the product on people, and it will win for you. And you know, Lori, I love you being on tonight, as with everyone. And I'm so thankful that you came in, that you listened to that call tonight. Because one call can change it for you. One meeting can change it for you.
Absolutely.
Whether that meeting's at a Panera Bread with your sponsor or your team, once something said to you can change the game for you. So I want to thank you for being on. I thank Rhonda for being on as well. Congratulations, Rhonda, on Ambassador. And Crystal, thank you for sharing your story. Amber, thank you. And Lori, thank you. And we'll open it up.
Thank
you. And we'll say goodnight to everyone.